We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, Halacha Vav, paragraph Yud Dalet. Rav Nosson Zal says, "Vezeh bechinas iser chometz bePesach." What we've been discussing recently on the topic of Tikkun HaMishpat, now Rav Nosson Zal says this is tied into the fact that we can't eat chometz during Pesach. Kikvar Mavur, because we already explained earlier, Sheba Pesach Adayin Lo Zochinu Lo Bechinas Tikkun HaMishpat, that even though on Pesach we experience Tikkun Emunah and Eitzos and other things, but Tikkun HaMishpat was not yet accomplished then. V'al Kein Yotzu B'Chipozoin, that's one of the reasons why the Jews had to leave Egypt in a hurry. V'al Kein Osure Chometz, and that's also why chometz is forbidden on Pesach. Ki ikar hechometzu kishnoisnim mayim beisa. Because how does something become chometz? From the time that you add water to the flour. Mayim hu bechinas mishpat. Water represents mishpat, justice. Bechinas, as there's a pasuk that says, ve'yigal kamayim mishpat. As is found in the chapter on the Likutei Moharan that we're involved in. So we see that Mishpat is compared to water. And at that point on Pesach, the Mishpat was not yet fixed up. And therefore, if the Jews will wait for the dough to become fermented, it'll awaken the problem with mishpat. Shenofal ada tohim, that the mishpat has fallen to the lowest depths. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, mishpotecho tohim rabo. Hashem, your justice is in the lowest depths. V'al kein osur hechometz bePesach beisur chomer moed. And it's for this reason that chometz is extremely forbidden on Pesach. Kal yidei hechometz oz yisoyer chas v'shalom b'chinas ki is chometz levovi. Because if a person eats chometz then, it can activate the souring of the heart, the spoiling of the heart, which is also referred to as chometz. Shenemar al pegama mishpot, which that pasuk refers to also injustice. Shemedaber shom b'mizmor zeh, which is spoken about in the chapter of Tehillim that has that pasuk in it, be'inyan hamevucha shel tzadik v'toiv loy tzadik v'raloy, rosh v'toiv loy, rosh v'raloy, regarding the perplexing question of why some righteous people have it good, some righteous people have it bad, some wicked people have it good, some wicked people have it bad. K'mayshikosu shom, as the pasuk says over there, va'ani kim'at notoyu ragloy, kikinesi b'hoylelim shloim rishoyim era. These psukim are all speaking about mishpat. Ki hechometz kol tikunoi hu daiko kishezoichin letikun ha-mishpat. Because the whole tikun of chometz is only when we're zoichet to tikun ha-mishpat, when the mishpat is in its proper place. Bebechinas dirshu mishpat ashru chometz. Look how the pasuk says, seek out mishpat. And then it says, then the chomoitz will be a positive thing. Shedor Shrazal, the Gemara says, Ashrei ledayon shemechametz hadin v'mishpot kedei levaroi lamitoi. Fortunate, blessed is the judge who procrastinates, who is slow in deciding a judgment in order to be able to clarify the truth, in order to make sure he gets at the real truth. So we see the connection between mishpot and chometz. V'al kein osur hechometz ad achar shvi shel Pesach she'oz nivka yam v'oz hischeli moshech b'chinas tikkun ha-mishpat. And this is why chometz is forbidden up until shvi shel Pesach. That's when the Red Sea was split, and that's when we started receiving the tikkun ha-mishpat. She'ze b'chinas kriyas yam suv she'nivkehu ha-tohimois. This is the concept of splitting of the Red Sea, that it split all the way down, down, down to the Tohoim, and from the Tohoim, from the lowest depths, the Mishpat, the justice, was elevated. Mebechinas mishpotecho toim rabba, from that state of being, of the mishpot being all the way down in the tohoim. Venestakin hamishpot, and the mishpot got its tikkun bebechinas veigal kamayim mishpot. The mishpot flows like water. That pasuk speaks about the mishpot when it's in a good state. Vialkein beemes bishas kriyas yamsuf hayisrael nesunim bedin ubemishpot. And it's for this reason that we find the Gemara telling us that during Kriyas Yamsuf, the Jews were going through a very serious judgment. Kemoy Shom Razal, as the Gemara says, Ad Shashem Yisborach Hoitzi Mishpotenu La'oyer, until Hashem was able to bring out the proper justice, which was favorable to us, B'schus Avoseinu, with the schus of our forefathers, u'b'schus Ho'emun Hashem Inu Boi, and in the schus of the faith that we showed in Hashem, V'alkein Zochu Oz L'Bechinas Tikkun HaMishpot. And that's why at Kriyas Yamsuf we were Zochu to Tikkun HaMishpot. If you recall the angel that represented the sea, when Hashem instructed him to split for the Jews and to close up for the Egyptians, he said, why? It's not fair. It's not justice. These are idol worshippers, and those are idol worshippers. Why should these be treated differently? And Hashem had to judge on the situation and be able to find a way that for the Jews to be right, to come out right in this judgment, that the Jews should actually be saved and the Egyptians should be drowned. Ki b'shas yitzias Mitzrayim yotzu lefnei haketz shaloi b'mishpot. Because when the Jews left Egypt, they actually left before the right time, and it was in a sense unjust. They hadn't served their full sentence. V'yalkein be'emes hoyokosh shel Moshe Rabbeinu eichef shaloi tziyam. And this is why it was, in reality, it was very difficult for Moshe Rabbeinu. How do I take them out? ובשביל זה סיבב השם יסבורך עם פארוי כל כך שישלכם ברצוינוי דייקו. And it's for this reason that Hashem played with Paroi, and Hashem orchestrated the whole scenario in a way that Paroi should be willing to release the Jews. A person would say, what's the difference? Paroi ain't willing? Hashem blows on him and there's no more Paro. Who needs Paroi? Who needs him and all this nonsense? But Hashem specifically orchestrated in a way that Paroi should be in agreement. Hashem could have sent one blitz to Egypt, one lightning bolt, to do away with them in one shot. As our rabbis ask in the Medrash. But the reason why Hashem conducted in this way, Hashem played with them, and Hashem parried with them was because they had not yet gotten to their full greatness, Egypt. V'lohigia haketzadayin, and the time for the Jews to be released had not yet come either. Alkein sibev Hashem yisborach sheyishalchem pari beretzoinu. Therefore, Hashem made the circumstances work out in such a way that Paroi should be willing to release us. Because a human being who has free choice has incredible power. And that's why Hashem orchestrated the circumstances in such a way until Paroi had to agree to release them. He had to agree. Because the Torah says when you're dealing with an akshon, a stubborn mule, make sure you know how to deal with him properly. Upirish Rashi, Rashi HaKodesh says, Al Paroi, that pasuk is referring to Paroi, Ayin Shom. Ki hu nohag im Yisrael shaloi b'mishpot. Because Paroi treated the Jews very unjustly. Al kein nohag imo yeshim yisborak am kein kach. And that's why Hashem treated him unjustly. However, despite everything, we had not yet achieved Tikkun HaMishpot until we arrived at the Red Sea. And Paroi and his armies continued their rebellion against Hashem, their refusal to comply with Hashem's instructions. V'Yisrael amdu b'manosam, whereas the Jews stood by their faith. V'yitzaku al Hashem, they cried out to Hashem. V'achar kach kofatz Nachshon l'toich hayom, and then Nachshon ben Aminadav jumped into the Red Sea. V'yidezeh zochu Yisrael b'dinu b'mishpot v'neschayv v'mitzrayim v'nitbu bayam, and that's what turned the tide, that the Jews were victorious in the judgment, and the Egyptians became out guilty and drowned. And that's when the Jews were zochet to tikkun hamishpot. Ki kol hamishpotim hoivrim al ha'odom heim b'shvil nisoyim. Because all the judgments and the dinim that a Jew experiences are all a test. B'pchinas shom som loichoyku mishpot. As the Pasuk says, at one of the places that the Jews stopped while they were traveling through the desert and they were tested, it says, there Hashem established justice and there he tested them. So we see that the purpose of Hashem's justice, Midas Adin, is to test us. And a person who does not doubt Hashem's justice, Rak yoidea umamin, but rather he knows and believes, ki tzadik Hashem v'yoshar mishpotov, that Hashem is just and Hashem's justice is perfectly fair, v'choizer al Hashem yisborach, and he returns to Hashem, he does tshuva, umevakesh umeschanein v'tsoyek lefanav yisborach, and he pleads and begs and cries out to Hashem, sheyokel me'olav hamishpot, that Hashem should ease up on the judgment. Al yidei zeh nimtak hadin v'amishpot me'olov. That causes the judgment to be sweetened and eased, pulled back. V'neshapech hakoy letoiv, and everything turns around for the good. U'lehefech, and if a person doesn't cry out to Hashem, they don't pray to Hashem, then lehefech, then sometimes Hashem tightens the screws. Chas v'shalom. V'zeh b'chinas ha'noisein bayam derech u'b'mayim azim nesivo, shenemar al kriyas yamsuf. And this is why the Pasuk says about the Hashem splitting the Red Sea, that Hashem provided a path, a highway through the sea, and in powerful waters, Hashem prepared a path, nesivo. Rav Nosenthal says, b'chinas nesivo is ha'mishpot. We know that this word nesivo is associated with path of the just, paths of justice. Ki darkei mishpotov yisborach yefshel ha'hasig kemoi sheyefshel ikonis l'toich hayam. Because it's impossible to understand Hashem's justice, just like it's impossible to enter into the sea. Ki yenit basham, if a person goes into the sea, he drowns, you know, if he doesn't know what he's doing. Avla yidei emuna utmimis zoichin sheyeniv kayam lefonov. However, if a person is zoichet to faith and simplicity and sincerity, then he zoichet that Hashem splits the sea before him. Shehu b'chinas hanoisim b'yam derech b'mayim azim nesiva, b'chinas nesivas hamishpot. Hainu shemeir olav b'chinas tikkun hamishpot. Hashem shines onto the person a light of tikkun hamishpot. Shenimshach mehatzadik hagodol shezoichet l'shedeh b'shleimus, which comes from the great tzaddik who zochet to the highest perfection of mishpot, al yedei goydel hatmimus shaloi, as a result of his incredible tmimus. Kama shekosov sham, as Rabbeinu Zal writes there on the Kutim Ran, v'zeh b'chinas shiras hayam. With this we could understand the special song, the Oz Yoshir, that the Jews sang when they at the splitting of the Red Sea, b'chinas chesed u'mishpot oshira. The Pasuk says, from kindness and justice, I will sing. Bechinas vayoshiru bedarchi Hashem. As the Pasuk says, they sang with the path of Hashem. Sheikr hashiru al yidei sheyoidinu ma'aminim ki yishorim darchi Hashem mishpotov anagos v'isborach. Because the main thing that enables a Jew to really sing and sing to Hashem is the fact that the person realizes and believes that everything Hashem does is righteous and fair, and Hashem's mishpot and hanhoga, everything is proper. V'zeh chesed u'mishpot ashira. And this is why the pasuk says, I sing from the kindness and justice of Hashem, Askila bederech tomim mosai tovoy olai. And I try to think of the path of tmimus, when will I be zeicher to it? Eshalech besam levovi, to be able to go with the simple simplicity and sincerity of my heart. Ki tikkun ha-mishpat zeichen al yedei tmimus daika kanal. Because as we explained earlier, the way that a Jew is zeicher to tikkun ha-mishpat is through tmimus, by being very simple, not trying to outsmart himself, not trying to analyze Hashem, and to understand everything Hashem does. Ki al yedei tmimus be'emes masigin. Because through real tmimus, a person is zeicher to get a true understanding of what? Of ki hatsur tomim poloi, ki chol deroch of mishpot, keil emun avein ovel, tzadik v'yosher hu. Shezeo b'chinas tikkun ha-mishpot. This entire pasuk is speaking about tikkun ha-mishpot, where it says that everything Hashem does is just, Hashem is faithful, trustworthy, and there is no ovel, there's nothing wrong, tzadik v'yosher hu. This is the essence of tikkun ha-mishpot. And again, note, hatsur tomim poloi. It's all tied into tmimus. V'yalkein, achar shvi shel Pesach. And therefore, after shvi shel Pesach, shenikra hayam, that the sea was split, shehu b'chinas tikkun ha-mishpot, v'gam kvar ischilu yemei omer, and we've also started the days of counting the omer, shem b'chinas tikkun ha-mishpot, which is another form of tikkun ha-mishpot, alkein achar kach hutar ha-chametz. That's why after Shvi Shel Pesach, the chametz is permissible. Ki tikkun ha-chametz al yedei tikkun ha-mishpot. Bebechinas dirshu mishpot ashru chametz. Because tikkun of chametz is dependent on tikkun ha-mishpot, which we said has a major, major leap forward on Shvi Shel Pesach. And as the pasuk says, dirshu mishpot ashru chametz, that by seeking justice, by the mishpat being established properly, you'll be zeicher to have the tikkun of the chametz.